Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 29 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to Two Boots. I met up with
Stuart Hillman,
and I ordered
a slice of Bayou Beast and a slice of mild margarita.
Today is day 29, October 29th. It's really windy, really cold, but I managed to endure the subway construction and make it into the city, and now I'm going to Two Boots, which is on the corner of 3rd Street and Avenue A. So I just got my slices and somehow managed to find a seat, but there's not much. I got a slice of Bayou Beast and a slice of mild margarita. The mild margarita is a Sicilian place, or piece, so it's got a thicker crust, and it's a little doughier, has fresh mozzarella cheese, basil sliced on it, and Parmesan cheese on it as well. It's cooked pretty well around the edges there, pretty hard, almost tough to bite through, but the sauce looks like there's plenty of it, which is good for me. And the Bayou Beast is, it looked like it had been there for a while, but I still ordered it because I like all the toppings. It's the only place I've ever seen that has like a Cajun flair to it, so you get the crawfish, shrimp, andouille sausage, or crayfish, maybe is what they're called. What is it doing? Crawdad, right? But there's no crawdad. But yeah, and there's usually crayfish, but I don't see either of those crawdads or crayfish on here. So maybe they just ran low today. It's extremely thin crust, though. It's an extremely stiff crust. But it's good and spicy if memory serves. So I'm going to like eating that. But I better get to it before it petrifies. So I just finished my two slices. I guess there's a substantial amount of crust left over on my plate. But that's because I think I just... It was sort of like maybe bad timing as far as when I arrived. Because I got like slices of pizzas that... like nearly the last slice of two different pies, which... I was told by someone I'm sitting next to, which kind of nice, is that you want to get, if you come into a slice place, you want to get a slice from like a relatively new pie. So, lesson learned there. That being said, the toppings were really, really good on the Bayou Beast, and the margarita slice had, it was also good. I mean, it was doughy on the sort of towards the center, but also, okay, just got a lot louder in here. So aside from it being cold, loud, and too crowded, I'd say Two Boots is the slice place is the perfect place. But, I mean, oh yeah, and also aside from the pizza being a little bit too crispy for my taste, but... So I came with Stuart, and Stuart, what did you end up eating today?
I had a Twisted Nightmare and a Sicilian slice, and my Twisted Nightmare was actually really, really good. The Sicilian, they managed to forget to heat, but I actually like cold pizza, so I actually thought that was also very good. So my slices were both top-notch, but I got them out of relatively new pieces of pies that had just come out, and I totally recommend the Twisted Nightmare. Very good.
Is something on Crawler? Something Night Crawler or something?
I don't know. It's green. It has stripes on it as spicy jalapeno stuff and pesto.
Twisted something.
Twisted something.
Right.
I thought it was Nightmare.
Oh, maybe Night is in there. Some maybe Night Crawler.
Either way, it's really good.
Yeah. And yep, you did a lot better job on the crust too. I guess yours wasn't as hard, maybe.
Like, no, mine was just about right, actually.
Yeah, you know, I've been to Two Boots before, and I loved it. That's why I was really looking forward to coming to here today. It's just, I guess, maybe a coincidence that we came during, like, the Halloween rush, the people that celebrate.
We're hosting a marching band.
We are?
Yeah, there's a marching band taking up half the restaurant.
Wait, isn't that... They're costumes, right?
I don't know if they're in costume or not, but they're dressed up like a marching band, and there's as many people as you would need to make a marching band.
Oh, see, in my high school, we had a 350-person marching band. So I look at that, I'm just like, oh, they got a couple of uniforms, and they're going to probably a Halloween party or just came back from one. They also don't seem to be the marching band type.
Well, there are 25 of them, so they at least they dig up half of the...
It's like 15. Come on.
Oh, there's about 10 of them left.
One of them has a sousaphone, right? That's a sousaphone.
Yes, it is.
Which that probably hasn't been played in about 12 years.
It doesn't have a mouthpiece.
Yeah. So there must be some. I'll bet they're a marching band from a movie or something like that, or had a bunch of props left over. But what they did do is they occupied a good portion of the store, so it prevented us from getting a decent seat. But, you know, it's good pizza.
I brought a lot of beer.
Did you go to any Halloween parties, Stuart?
No, I was ill all weekend, so I haven't been anywhere.
Are you contagious?
No. I hope not.
See, you don't know.
We'll find out tomorrow on the next podcast.
You are trying to devastate Pizza Month. I can sense it.
Well, no, I'm timing it. You see, I figure there's a 2-day incubation period, so it'll be the 1st of November when Sean collapses in utter misery.
Even though, you know I'm training for the marathon, right?
Yeah, I know.
This is the week I can't get sick.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get sick. I don't think I'm contagious.
What is that loud?
And they're pounding on the door.
Why? Man, that's crazy, isn't it?
It is a little bit.
He's a marching. Must be a percussion in the marching band.
Right.
Yeah. But imagine when you go to the bathroom, the last thing you want is for someone to bang on the door, right?
On the door, it's like I'm just about to go there. He knows.
I never understand the jokes where someone ends up like, you know, like when you see someone you know and you go up and pretend to mug them.
Oh, right.
I don't get that. I don't think it's funny either. Right. I mean, like you scare, like make the person wet himself or something. Like it really is scary.
A lot of people just get a rise out of you know startling someone or thinking that they've kind of like gotten over
them. What I look at that is that, oh good, there's my friend. There I can finally do the things I've always wanted to do, which is mug somebody,
right,
or bang on the bathroom door,
exactly,
you know?
To annoy them.
Yeah.
That's
a good indicator. If your friends do that, stop being friends with them, right? So one thing that's nice is while we've been sitting here, the silver lining is that we got to talk to some interesting people because they were also looking for seats and we were looking for seats, and so we just ended up sitting together, which is kind of cool, I think. You know, in New York, I think, is the only time where people, strangers, would sit down next to other strangers and eat and not have any problem with it. So, thank you guys for not minding, you know, us being here and making the best.
Thank you for inviting us. Yeah, because I was about to ask.
Yeah, he was going
to
ask.
People there, like, can we sit down? And then you were gracious enough to
suggest it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all happened to come at the same time when it was got busy, I guess, and then we're all, you know, there's not very many seats here, but they are Mets fans, so it's obvious this place has got, not only do they have pretty good pizza, but they root for the right team in New York. There's Mets pennants everywhere. That reminds me, I used to have a Mets pennant up there on my wall when I was a kid, the one in the middle. What did you ever have on your walls when you were a kid?
My walls when I was a kid? I had some St. Louis paraphernalia.
Have a pizza eating.
No.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you guys. You have a good day. Those are nice people, right?
Yeah, they were very nice people.
Yeah.
You realize I was rooting for the Cardinals, right?
Why were you doing that?
Because I'm from St. Louis.
Oh. Well, good. Your team won.
I know. I didn't watch any of the games. But
oh, well.
Sort of.
Once they beat the Mets in 7 games, I was rooting for the Cardinals, but I was rooting for the Mets, obviously, during the NLDS, and they got so close, too. That was a good year. But what did you used to have Cardinal paraphernalia up on your wall? Or?
What did I have up on my wall? I had a street sign I stole. I had a broken...
What did the street sign say?
The street sign said... restricted parking. And there was another one that, what else?
Restricted parking.
Is that restricted parking?
That's not a good steal. That's a sign that no one would even know and it would be missing.
Well, no, it was more complicated. It said, what did the sign say? The sign says, parking restricted to Gold Card members only, which is from my high school when they were trying to, like, convince the kids to do better in school, so they gave away, like, ranked gold and green and white shirts and
those are the school colors, I guess.
Parking statuses. Yeah, what? Those are the schools. And so I had the parking status sign that they put up to tell everyone else that they couldn't park where the people that got good grades went, because they lasted all of, well, one night. So that was on my wall.
What card? Were you a gold card carrier?
I was a green card person.
Oh.
They gave me a really natty, what do you call it?
Sash?
Polo. A natty polo.
That was green. Go for it.
Feel free. Yep.
They gave me a natty green polo that I immediately lost or used for some nefarious purpose, but was never actually worn.
Were you known as the nefarious kid?
No.
Also, that word, I only recently learned it, but nefarious means, like, incorrigibly bad, right? Or evil? Or known for bad things?
Evil? No, I mean, in high school, I was loved by most of the instructors who didn't know what to make of me. Like, I don't know, I was a very odd kid in high school. I lettered in three sports. I was the only one that went off to a real university. But I was the worst wrestler in the entire state. I was the...
That's one of the ones you lettered in, right?
I got a letter, yes, but almost every single victory that I had in high school was by default.
Oh, weight class?
They put me in the weight class. I was, like, wrestling 15 pounds over my weight, and I fit in the slot, and a lot of the other schools didn't have anybody in that slot, so I would take the buys.
That's nefarious.
That was awful.
That's terrible. Nefarious.
And I was also, like, the smallest offensive lineman that we had, at 165 pounds.
I think that was funny, though, you said that as far as wrestling, you're the worst in the state, because you never hear that. You're always like, man, I was, like, best in the state, or, you know, second.
I was terrible. I was awful.
In the rankings came in for the state, and I am last.
Pretty much, yes.
It sounds like if you won by default, then you won some, you know?
Yes.
But you know, in fencing in college, I fenced 21 bouts and lost every one of them.
That's good.
I was only there so they wouldn't forfeit, but a forfeit would have meant I lost every bout. And so I just ended up losing every bout anyway, so it was like, it didn't help the team much.
Where did you do undergraduate?
Dartmouth.
Dartmouth, okay. Oh, I think I knew that. Okay. Yeah, so you would have fenced us.
Where'd you go?
Brown.
That's right.
So,
they have one of those in Providence.
Yes, they have one of those in Providence.
Have you seen that movie?
The movie Providence?
Outside Providence.
I don't think I've ever watched the whole movie. I've watched the part that they filmed at the building we used to own, because I used to live in the housing cooperatives, and they filmed part of the movie at one of our cooperatives during a party. So I've seen the clip, the scene of the movie that was filmed in Millhouse, but I haven't seen the rest of the movie.
It's a good movie. You should check it out. Also, this pizza place is a good pizza place. And to prove it, I mean, we have to give up our seats pretty much just because there's people standing everywhere. I mean, this is good pizza. Now also the turnaround is such that they're probably getting all new pies, and they're getting some delicious, warm, hot pizza, whereas I got the worst of what was
for
right.
Another slice.
How do you do that?
You walk up, you say, my slice is cold and burned and whatever, can I have a different slice?
See, you know, I feel like if that's necessary, then it's
everybody,
not going to ever happen. You know what I mean?
Everybody has a bad day every so often. You're allowed to request a replacement.
I think if we were to take a poll of how many people have gone back after getting their pizza and say, I want another slice, you would be about the only one, and that's because you're so nefarious.
But I actually wouldn't, because I'm actually way too polite and shy. Mm. But it is technically...
But you have no problem recommending it to me, who's already eaten my slices. What am I going to do? We could bring back the crust? You were here when I got it. You could have said, why don't you bring back those slices?
Well, I usually allow people to make their own decisions about how they behave.
And then afterward, you correct them.
No,
nice.
I just make nefarious suggestions.
All right. Today's word was nefarious. Thanks for joining me for pizza, though.
No problem.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.